This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Do you have any idea what it takes to fumigate and scrub down a Capitol Hill office of a lifelong smoker to make way for a non-smoking runner with a four-hour marathon time and a vegan speechwriter? Well, that's just one of the challenges for newly elected Speaker of the House Paul Ryan. While the shampooers were noisily at work, he suggested the fight over the federal budget might not be over. Last deal with the White House, negotiated by smoker and outgoing Speaker of the House John Boehner, notwithstanding. With us is Todd Zwillig, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Todd, Ryan is trying to clean out a lot of ick from his office and what he sees in the budget deal. Does this mean there's trouble for the December 11th deadline?
John, it could mean that there's trouble even as the shampooers are busy at work in the speaker's suite in the Capitol. Because, John, that budget deal was just about spending levels. That's it. It took some of the pressure off of Paul Ryan as he enters the new job of a divided House, but not all of it. And so yesterday in Paul Ryan's first press conference as speaker, I asked him about riders like defunding Planned Parenthood. I asked him, you know, the budget deal is done, but the spending deal isn't. How are you going to approach Planned Parenthood and other riders? Are you prepared to have a confrontation over those riders with the White House? Listen to what he said.
We have a tough deadline, December 11th. We've got not a lot of time between now and then, so we're going to have to put together appropriations, but this is the legislative branch, and the power of the purse rests within the legislative branch, and we fully expect that we're going to exercise that power.
Now, John, that made some news because Paul Ryan was widely interpreted there as saber-rattling, sending a clear message to the White House. I'm ready for a fight on Planned Parenthood and on other policies, too. But, you know, behind the scenes, there's a much more sort of delicate dynamic going on than a full court press into a showdown with the president. And I talked to a bunch of conservative members, in many cases, the very members who succeeded in forcing out John Boehner for a lot of reasons, including not fighting Democrats hard enough. And their line, at least right now, isn't battle cry like you heard just there. It's breathing room, something different. Last September, John, 30 House conservatives signed a letter to House GOP leaders pledging, promising, threatening that they would vote for no spending bill that funded Planned Parenthood in any way. Representative Thomas Massey of Kentucky was one of them, but now Massey says he's not taking such a hard line, at least right now.
I don't think it would be fair to judge him on the December omnibus or whatever we pass then. I think you got to give him a full year of passing appropriations bills and having a debate out here where Democrats and Republicans get to offer amendments. I think, like Speaker Ryan said, we got to start with a clean slate.
And listen to Trent Franks here. He's from Arizona, pro-life conservative. He signed that letter too.
Well, I think he's going to do the best he can to promote the cause of protecting innocent human life. And he's also a master of this process. And we'll probably know when a valiant but perhaps untenable effort will do more harm than good.
Is this a change of heart, a sense of bonding with Ryan himself personally? Or is it a result of this so-called ban on votes that are going to shut down the government and postponing all that for 2 years that you talked about last week?
Well, there might not be a ban on the shutdown votes because this is policy and this is abortion. It's really the Paul Ryan honeymoon in actions. Conservatives want to defund Planned Parenthood. They want to defund immigration policies. Certainly 30 of them threatened to do that. But they're also encouraged by Ryan's answer to my question. They think he's ready to fight. It doesn't mean, John, that the honeymoon is a free hand. Other members say, look, we can give Paul Ryan some leeway here. But if voters say, no, this is abortion, we don't care about your maneuvers, we want to fight, then Republicans may be forced into one. That remains to be written.
Todd Zwillig, Takeaway Washington correspondent. When you get a chance, figure out what the fragrance is they came up with for Paul Ryan's speaker's office, okay?
You got it, Joe.
Thanks.